Happy Friday, everyone. I hope you all had a great week. Today we are going to start with beginning link building for your site. Today I will help you get your first 30 backlinks built with this article. Some of these links may seem obvious, but they all provide an excellent foundation for starting your SEO journey. Prerequisites. You need three basic things to supercharge your SEO journey and start it correctly. A website. An address. A phone number. I get a lot of pushback from site owners about having a publishable address and phone number. But the truth is, to build the best quality backlinks, you need to have both. Google is huge on inferring information from other sources that pertain to websites. Having both of these pieces of information relays to Google that you are a legitimate business. You can set your address private for almost all the sources we will use, so you do not have to worry about people showing up at your house or warehouse. The phone number is a bit different, though. You will need to use it from time to time. Some of the listing services require that you verify either through text message or a code to your phone. My solution for this is to use Twilio. If you are not familiar with them, Twilio provides all kinds of phone services cheaply. A phone number costs around $1 per month from them, plus they give you $10 in credit to sign up. Sign up to Twilio. Once you sign up, you can manage your phone number. I recommend that clients forward the number to their phone while they need to verify listings. Then once they are confirmed, you can just set a recording on the phone number telling callers to contact you through your website or email. Using this method gives you the ultimate flexibility. If you already have a business phone number, you can skip this and use your business number. You get a phone number for free for around 10 months, and you do not have to expose your personal phone number. https://twilio.com Email address. I recommend creating a new email address to handle submissions. Having an email address dedicated just to submissions will help keep your inbox clean. In the end, you will be subscribed to a ton of marketing newsletters and update emails. A note on nofollow versus dofollow links. I have not separated this list into nofollow versus dofollow links. While Google indeed says that nofollow links do not help SEO, I do not believe it is that simple. When Google states that, on the face, it is 100% true. They are not counting nofollow links to your website's backlink profile. But that is not the whole story. When you claim listings at places that offer nofollow links, in many instances, these directories share data to sites that create dofollow links. So while the initial link did not help you, the subsequent links that are created from partner sites do help you. Another factor often overlooked is the conversion factor. When buying from a site for the first time, some customers Google the website. Do you want hundreds of listings to show up when people Google your site name or none? Seeing the listing promotes trust in buyers who might worry your business is a scam. The last point is, that while some of the links are nofollow, Google does draw information from some of these sources for information about your business. So while they might not help with SEO, they can help users with questions about your business, which can lead to sales. Building the listings. Now for the fun part of actually building the listings and backlinks. Keeping track of the links over time is essential, especially if you need to update company information. All of the backlinks will require different amounts of data. I recommend using a text file and copy-pasting information from the text file to keep the listings consistent. That way, it will spell check for you as well. Generally, I use the free version of Google Docs for this. I also use a Google Sheet to paste all of the live backlinks I create. Creating listings is going to be a time-consuming process. The different sites ask for different pieces of data, So you will need to write descriptions for your website of varying lengths and be prepared to select categories for your business. The last thing to remember is that all of the sites below allow you to create free profiles with backlinks. With that being said, most do offer paid services as well. Some of the sites do make it very hard to find the free services, but they are there. You might have to look for the right button for free listings or remove the paid listing from your cart. I am not recommending using any of the sites for a paid listing. Just get the free ones for the purpose of this article. Google Business. Google Business is one of the essential backlinks you can build for your business when you are starting to build backlinks. Google does require you have an address, and in a lot of cases, it makes you verify the address with a postcard. In some cases, they will accept calling you. Either way, get the process started as soon as you can. It usually takes a week or two to complete. Do not worry about exposing your address here if you do not want it published. Google will let you hide your address and give a service area. One of the best parts about getting the Google Business listing is that other services will copy your information from Google. So in building this link, you are also letting automated services like phone directories make listings for your site too. Bing Places. While not near as popular as Google, Bing Places are considered a high authority directory. They also require a phone number and address. In some cases, they can verify your site through your Google listing. In others, they will send a postcard as well. For the complete list, please visit our site at dh42.com.